One of the things that I have loved about your work throughout the years is that it feels like you push back against a lot of conventions for women in the entertainment industry. So in real life, you are beautiful, but it's like you go out of your way sometimes to hide that with the characters that you create.
Because then people say, wow, you're so pretty. Then you hear it all the time.
Yeah.
I don't know. Since I was young, I've always, I like the idea of dressing up, and I like humps. I like moles. I like scars, because then it's fun. It's like a disguise kit, and then you really do feel different. But when you sit in a makeup chair for 6 hours trying to look pretty, and you look at yourself, you're like, well, this isn't, what do I do with this? I mean, I don't know. I mean, sometimes that can be fun, and then you can be that pretty girl who's ugly on the inside. But I always like opposites, because no matter how ugly I get, all my characters like themselves. You know, and I get along with all of them, and it's just they're the same characters I've been doing since first or second grade. They just keep, you know, just it's the same face and the same tone. I just change their background, but I've been lugging them around my entire life.
So
it's very strange for me to come up with somebody new.
Huh. What were you thinking in first and second grade coming up with these characters before you, or did you already think someday I'll be an actor and I will use this, or were you just playing?
Just playing.
Yeah.
And we live with a Greek woman, my Greek grandmother, and she was a character. And she was pretty much one of my first characters. And then when she went to a retirement facility, then it was just like a gold mine, or should I say graveyard, of character after character, you know, sunken, you know, no teeth, uh-huh. cheeks pulled in. And we just, everyone in my family just gravitated towards that. And it was just fun to play those characters.
Oh, that's funny. So your parents,
pretend you were them.
Your parents didn't discourage, like, that's not nice, Amy. Please don't do that. Like, they thought it was funny too.
Yeah, we were celebrating them. Mm-hmm. We just celebrate, misfits and outcasts. It's like I never really make fun, but I think sometimes when people think you have a sense of humor, they always assume that you're making fun of somebody. You know, like if I post like on Instagram and I post somebody in a pair of tight jeans, but they happen to be overweight, everyone just shames me and says, oh, you're making fun of fat people. I'm like, no, are you kidding me? These jeans look fantastic on this person. But, you know, that's the downfall about having a sense of humor. Everyone's so serious these days.
Do you feel like you're carrying those characters with you, like, throughout the day? Do you think this is how this one would react to this situation? But you can't, I mean, I guess walking through the world as an adult when you're not performing, you can't pull those out, can you?
Exactly. I'm not crazy. or I'm not Ruth Buzzy. But sometimes I'll go in and out of a character, like the character I played, Jerry Blank, just because I think we wrote so much for her. And once in a while, I'll go into a Jerry Blank voice or a Patty Hogg voice, or, you know, I'll put my nose up like the nutmeg on my show that I've been doing for a long time where, you know, you tape your nose up. I mean, they just come in and out of me all the time. But that's just if I think of something funny or I'm talking to somebody. You know, my mind just, like, you'll ask me a question and I'll never answer it. I'll just go along, you know, around this big circle and just give you talk about so many other things except the one thing that you asked me. You know what I mean? It just triggers an idea.
Right.
You'll notice that. It'll be annoying to you.
It makes
I'm like, just answer the question, Amy. But I'm like, it makes me remind me of something else. And then Dave is the same way. Sometimes I'm like, just answer the stupid question.
Well, congratulations on the award. I hope you enjoy your time here.
Yeah, this is going to be fun.